What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. Hey, on this episode, on this sandwich is, it's all about togetherness. It's the kind of sandwich that, that you can, you wanna have with the people that you care about. And maybe you haven't seen them in a while because, you know, it's just that time of year to see those people that you don't see very much. So this sandwich is a sandwich that is on round bread, and it is cut into 6 pieces for everyone closest to you.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings. First of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
That was an intro.
Yeah. So everyone knows. Everyone knows the holiday that we're talking about, right, Pat?
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it. The holiday that's coming up. Comes around once a year.
Kids love it.
You know exactly what it is because it's on everyone's mind. It's all about just seeing those people that you don't see very often and getting together
and
with
celebrating
them.
Celebrating this day together.
And celebrating the day. What day is it, Pat?
That's
it's
right.
National Ding-a-ling Day.
December 12th, everybody. Next week.
Coming up,
National Ding-a-ling Day.
National Ding-a-ling Day.
The holiday where you ring up a distant friend or loved one or family member that you haven't talked to in a while. That's right. It's not close enough to Christmas yet to do a Christmas episode.
Yeah, we're saving that. So this one is about National Ding-a-ling Day. Yep. Wait, is it national or international?
National, only American.
Oh, yeah. So if you're American, but like your distant relative maybe lives in a different country, no can do.
Nuh-uh.
It's not Ding-a-ling Day for them.
We ain't about that.
Yeah, but everyone loves Ding-a-ling Day.
Everybody loves it. Who doesn't love contacting a distant friend or family member that you haven't seen in a good long while?
Yeah.
I mean, some people. Some people probably don't like the idea of doing that.
Yeah, but you have
I definitely
to.
Have family
it
members.
It would be so outside of the spirit of Ding-a-ling Day to not ring them up.
I know, but there are so many family members that I guarantee I haven't seen in a while. And, like, our opinion of each other is, like, we have one conversation about sports.
Hey, you know what the best song about Ding-a-ling Day is? It sounds a lot like a Christmas song, but it's not.
Is it Ding-a-ling Bells?
No.
Oh.
It sounds a lot like
Dingle Bells?
It sounds a lot like Silver Bells, actually.
Oh,
it goes like this: ring-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
I like the hand gestures.
It is Ding-a-ling Day today.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that was an original, guys, on the spot.
Call them up.
Okay, we can stop. We cannot do the song anymore.
Call your friends. Call the distant family members that you never see.
Why did you feel the need to keep going?
Because I just said Ding-a-ling Day, you know, the first time. So I wanted to, we had to sing the next verse because it's actually kind of what it was about, you know?
God, still though, like, you needed to go into the song is what mainly, I was just like, okay.
Yeah, so it sounds a lot like Silver Bells. But it's not. It's about Ding-a-ling Day.
It's about Ding-a-ling, everybody. Yeah. We actually
anyway,
just
so
came
that was
back.
A,
yeah.
So that was a bit about Ding-a-ling.
That was a bit about expectations and how to get yours messed with. Yeah, but
a little classic misdirection.
Exactly. Yep. So
we're comedians choking on a fingernail.
Yeah. We actually just came back from another holiday, Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How was your
where you and time? Your family all come together. And, hang out in the same place.
And then you pull giblets out of a turkey.
And then you pull the giblets out of a turkey.
Or the ding-a-ling, as some would call it.
Yes. Here's how my Thanksgiving went. I looked at the schedule for work for that week and saw that I was working every other day. So I was working Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. I don't know if you know this, but we live 2.5 hours away from our hometown. I had to open on Friday. So I could not go home for Thanksgiving lest I leave at like 7 o'clock from the holiday festivities.
Yeah.
Couldn't get anyone to swap my shift because it was that week. And I didn't think that I would get scheduled like that. I would either know I'd get to go or have to decide if I was going to go.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I was so angry.
Yeah.
So I stayed here.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That does suck. I forgot about that.
It's all good. My family understands. I'm going to see him for Christmas.
Y'all going to see him for Christmas.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
How about you? How'd your Thanksgiving go?
Oh, it was good. I just had a really busy week, but I did get to see all my family. I hung out with my sister, Kelly. Here's your shout out, Kelly.
Kelly!
And it was a lot of fun. Oh, wow. She had her own intro slide.
Yeah. A falsetto Kelly followed by...
Yeah,
which is going to change every time.
Guitar music by Pat's mouth. Anyway.
That's my new ska band.
Yeah, that makes
Pat's sense. Mouth.
Pat's mouth. Yeah, that's actually pretty good, man. Anyway, we're doing ska stuff.
Man,
we're
does
rude
anybody
boys.
Still listen to ska?
We're rude boys.
Does how many, new ska get made?
How many times have we talked about ska on this podcast? Because I know we've done it. We must have.
I don't remember what
we must
have. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Pat, we talk about ska so much, we must have talked about ska. Honestly, the amount we talk about ska and the small amount that I actually know about ska is
amazing.
Like, I should know more based on the amount that we actually talk about it. Exactly. But I don't. So, anyway.
No, but for sure. We have definitely...
Thanksgiving was good. That's what we were talking about. I got to dingling up those family members. That was pretty cool.
It was great.
Just like dingling day. Probably hit them up then too, you know? And then I had to come home on Thursday night because I too had to work on Friday morning. But it was all good. I didn't have to work that early. And oh my gosh, it was crazy. I worked 8 hours, or I worked like 6 hours on Friday, then I gigged Friday night, and then I had to work 8 hours on Saturday, and then I had a gig Saturday night, then I had to get up Sunday morning super early for church, and then not to mention the fact that like the rest of my week was really busy because like I drove back Wednesday night. And then had Thursday stuff, had to drive back to Murray on Thursday. Like, it was just a lot, you know?
Man, it sounds like it.
So, anyway, that was a lot. I also locked my keys in my car last week.
That wasn't that funny, though. I was about to laugh, and I was like, wow, that was like a whole ordeal.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. Kind of ruined my weekend. Anyway, that doesn't matter. What does matter is that I fell down at my gig on Saturday night, and I hurt my knee.
My favorite thing about that was you Snapchatted me your face afterwards and just said, just ate shit.
I did. Oh, my God.
Just fully ate shit.
I fell down so hard. Like, it really hurt. So, here's the funny part. Is that, okay, so we were at this gig, and every time you play this place, it's on the patio outside, right?
Okay.
Now, when it's cold or raining, they have these curtains that they pull around the patio. And then there's, like, heaters inside, and it keeps it warm. It was also really hot in there, but that's beside the point. Thing that is the point is that outside of the curtains where we were loading in from, they had installed these hooks in the ground to hook the curtain to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the curtains were very hard, or the hooks were very hard to see in the ground if they weren't hooked to the curtain. And Kayla warned us right when we started loading in, like, hey, look out, there's a hook right there, and I just tripped on it. So I want to make sure you guys, like, know where it is so you don't trip on it. And Sam agreed that he knew where it was, and I said yes, but I actually didn't see it. I had not found the hook yet.
Oh,
so
you just do that thing of like, please, I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I see it, but I didn't. Here's the thing, I didn't. I didn't manage to find it that time. Didn't manage to find it the next time, and then the third time we were walking back up, me and Sam were carrying our heaviest piece of gear together, which is this rat case, and he had one handle, I had the other, and it has these handles that like spring load and clamp down if you let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking. I got one handle in one hand. He's got one handle in one hand. And then I trip over this hook, and I fell all the way down. I fell on my left arm and my right knee at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I slammed my right knee into the ground. And then that handle on the case smashed two of my fingers.
Oh, fuck.
And they,
man.
Like, they were all cut up and like bruised and felt like they got smashed in a door. And I was just laying on the ground. It was a big boom. Pretty sure I yelled a bad word. I asked the bartender later if I yelled a bad word. He said no. I think he's lying to me to make me feel better.
I don't think he knows you.
No, he was trying to be nice. He wanted me to tip him and buy drinks. But I didn't.
Because fuck that place.
Yeah, they put that hook in the ground.
They tripped me. It was like a fool.
Yeah, but my knees like actually hurt most of this week. So that's really exciting stuff. You know?
Mm.
Anyway. So that happened. And then I had to freaking go to church and play and freaking dance all morning, you know?
Yeah.
Dang. Hate it. Just kidding. I love dancing. And I had something to prove. And it was that my knee wasn't that hurt.
I'm a strong boy.
Man,
I know the day that happened, like when you went to the gig. I was playing D&D that day.
Yeah.
That's it. We went, was this past Saturday, right?
Yep.
We killed a lot of rat people. I don't know. There's no good way to translate that Saturday thing into a story very well.
Yeah, no.
No.
Saturday wasn't as exciting as mine, so you shouldn't talk about
it. Hey, man, I play a pretty sweet barbarian.
Yep.
That killed a lot of rat folk. Mm. Or Skaven, as they're called.
Yeah. Pat, we better watch out, or you're going to start busting my gut with this hilarious story.
Holy fuck, shut up. Move on to a new thing, then. God damn it.
I can't. Pat, let me hit you with something.
If you do this bit about busting a gut, I'm going to fucking shut shit.
No, you're going to do what?
I'm just going to shut shit down.
Oh, okay. So, I got a question for you, Pat.
What?
You saw it on Twitter today, and now I'm going to ask you in person. Bean horse? Bean horse.
Bean horse, question mark.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I guess a horse made of beans?
I don't know. It's up for interpretation.
I like every interpretation that's coming to my mind right now, so I'm going to say bean horse.
Yeah. Yes to bean horse.
Then. Yes to bean horse. 100% yes to bean horse.
Can I hear a couple of the interpretations? Because the only one that I've ever heard is someone saying a horse made of beans.
That's the first. So first one, obviously, horse made of beans.
Yeah.
I was like, already, on board. Amazing.
Yeah.
Then, what did I switch it to? A bean horse. It's a bean shaped like a horse. Bean horse.
Yeah.
Then, thought of a horse that was specifically selling beans.
Okay, sure.
Which then made me think.
Kind of like a bean man, but it's a bean horse.
Yeah, exactly. And the bean horse would be like some weird thing in the Revolutionary era, like the American Revolution era. It's like that became a saying or something, like bean horse. They said that as a real thing.
That's what they called like a medieval flamethrower, bean horse.
They called it a bean horse.
I don't know why.
It was powered by they used
to torch beans, and that's how they ate them.
Yeah.
Every time they saw fire shoot out of anything, they were like, oh, it's obviously to cook beans.
I like the idea of nicknaming, like, horrific weapons like that or other shit.
Yeah.
Like, they earn nicknames, and somebody's like, how'd it get that? And the person that answers is just like, you had to be there.
Yeah.
I would love it if more people did that for nicknames like that shit.
I actually really want to, like... Because, like, I do this out-of-context stuff all the time, and honestly, like, whenever I said bean horse just now, I bet we lost a lot of people. Like,
oh,
they were probably just,
immensely.
Like, immediately, like, pushing back on the podcast button, like, go back, like, because...
Or at the very...
Because they're just like, I missed something. Like, I don't know what they're talking about, bean horse. There wasn't anything, and it was out of context, but I want to... Normally, I won't do this because I love the fact that it's bean horse and it's out of context. But the conversation was really funny today at work, and I'll just tell you, because it was fun, and I want you guys to have to exist in my brain for a moment as well. Like, I have to all the time. So, anyway.
That was the least depressing time I've ever heard you say something like that.
So anyway, today at work, one of my bosses came in, and I said, he said, "Hey, Brent." And I said, "Hey, what's up, Mike?" And he said, "The price of beans in China." You know how people say that sometimes?
My dad always said price of eggs in China.
Anyway, he said the price of beans in China. And I said, "Oh, you've been keeping up with the bean prices, huh?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, I check them every morning." And I said, "Yeah, I don't keep up with the bean prices too much." He said, "You got to, man. It's important." He said, "Every economy, you can just watch it rise and fall right along the bean prices." And I said, "Yeah, I used to be really into checking it and keeping up with it, but, like, I've fallen off the bean horse." And that was it. And then everyone laughed, and I was like, "Bean horse, that's an amazing set of words slammed together." Bean and then literally everyone that walked in the rest of the day that I knew in Schaefer, I asked them, "What do you think about bean horse?" And they'd say, "What's bean horse?" And I'd be like, I don't know.
Who knows?
I just loved watching people, like, have to creative their way into, like, explaining bean horse to me with the only hint being the words bean horse. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun for me.
I don't think I've ever had one of those kinds of moments before.
Where we just
said, like, a thing like that.
Yeah.
I'm more associated with, like, doing, like, a full-ass phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was just like, I was just like, man, I can't let Bean Horse go. Like, that's too good. So anyway, now you've lived for a moment inside of Brent's noggin. How does it feel?
Wipe your shoes on the way out, please.
Yeah, or on the way in, or like in the middle. I don't care. It's dirty anyway. So, Pat.
Yo.
I've got a thing.
I want to hear it.
That I want to talk about a little bit.
Please.
Wait, do you have a thing?
At the moment, no.
Okay.
I'll find a thing.
No. We can look at my thing.
Okay.
But I gotta get to my notes. Okay. So I did see one thing this week that I liked and thought about. Actually, it was on my way home for Thanksgiving that I saw this. And I saw a truck with a giant sticker across the back windshield.
I love the phrase, "I saw a truck already," so.
Yeah, and the sticker, I mean, big, like big letters across the whole back windows.
Yeah.
It just said, "Flat broke." Now, Pat, first of all.
Yep.
The first thing I thought was, yeah, they aren't flat broke. That's a nice truck.
Yeah.
It's like 5 years old, maybe. Like, that's a nice truck.
Yeah.
It's a four-door, like, they ain't flat broke.
No.
And then I thought about it more, and I was like, the fact that this big-ass sticker that's the quality to go on your car and not peel off, and honestly, looked like a pretty nice sticker. Looked like a pretty high-quality sticker.
Sure.
The fact that that exists with the phrase "flat broke" could mean one of two things. Number one, it will never sell. Why would it sell? If you were flat broke, you affording that would be ridiculous.
Of course, yeah, it'd be stupid.
Like, why would you even, why? Just why, you know?
Why?
But number two, the only people who could buy it, this useless sticker that it would actually make sense for, it still makes sense. Because the reason they're flat broke is because they're bad with money. And they buy shit like a giant ass sticker for their truck that says "flat broke." I just thought about that a lot. I was like, man, nothing about this sticker makes sense.
No, not at all.
It shouldn't sell. Who are you marketing to?
Funny guys that own trucks?
I don't know, man.
Guys that are oblivious?
Because people who are flat broke can't buy it. Anyway.
Maybe it was a brand?
Regardless, it could have been. What do you think about flat broke, Pat? What do you think about giant flat broke sticker?
I'm not a big fan of putting stickers on my car, like,
no,
at all.
I'm not really either.
Like, there was one time I saw a bumper sticker that said, okay, I guess Hillary.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fucking funny because it was after, you know, it was after fucking Bernie Sanders lost the primaries. But I was still just like, oh my God, that's a great sticker.
Yeah.
I don't care about politics in the slightest, but that's a funny sticker because I just like...
We've talked about it before. Yeah. I think, actually.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but I remember you telling me about that, and it was on this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. I know it was on here, but it's just like an example.
It was like episode 3 or something. Yeah.
I don't think that there's like an opinion that I have that's unique enough for a bumper sticker. Like, that's my problem is, like, I want a custom-made bumper sticker based off something I just, like,
spouted or discovered myself. Oh, it should say, I'm Ethan Patterson, and you're not.
No, but I don't want it to be about me.
I'm a regular Casper Van Dien.
I might do that one. That one, that'd be fun.
Oh, Hellman. Oh, no, that's the actual catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too mainstream.
Well, no, that's your actual catchphrase. Like, it was voted on.
Yes.
I am upset that Casper Van Dien did not win.
Believe me, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I like I'm a regular Casper Van Dien. Don't remember when I said it or what I said it for.
You just came up with it as a catchphrase, and then we had everyone vote on it.
Right. So that's what I said it for.
Remember my cat? Wait, no. What was mine that everyone voted on? Did everyone vote on it?
Put down that rice.
Oh, they didn't vote on it.
They didn't. Only you just said it was that.
Yeah, put down that rice. Anyway, we're just talking about old podcasts at this point.
Guys, you want to do just a recall episode? How fun would that be? No.
Yeah, so the other thing that I have, and I almost want to call this like we could just come up with a segment. I mean, we couldn't because I don't have that many ideas in here.
Yeah.
But I just love the idea of this because I wrote something in my notes. I don't know how long ago. Like, I actually don't remember writing it in my notes. And I don't remember what it means.
I'm so excited.
But I do, like, I could have just turned it into something, because I think it's supposed to be a Now I Hear You Saying bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to do it as that, but and we will. We'll do it as that. But I just want to tell you, like, my surprise to look into my notes and just see drive-through automotive. That's kind of a weird set of words, right?
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what you could mean by that. Is it like a drive-through thing at an automotive store? Like an AutoZone? Or they had a drive-through rapid pickup thing?
No, here's what I think it was. All right, now we're going into the segment.
Let's get in the tank
here. So the bit's happening.
Nice.
All right, sharks. I've got an idea.
Hello, sharks.
Hello, sharks. Let me lay this one on you, sharks. Here it comes. Here comes the idea.
I'm ready.
You know how when you need to get your oil changed and it just takes so long and you gotta friggin' walk around Walmart and look at fuzzy pillows and different new spatulas and like Lego sets that you'll never afford?
Oh, hate it.
You know when you gotta walk around and do all that business?
Yeah.
While your oil's getting changed? Wouldn't it be great if you didn't even have to get out of your car to get your oil changed?
Oh, my God.
It's so fast.
The fastest.
Drive-through automotive.
The quickest. The cleanest.
Yeah. That's it. So, instead of taking... And it's not just oil changes. Shorts. It's... We're talking all kinds of jobs. What is it? You need a new transmission? Drive-through.
Yeah.
Drive-through. What's wrong? Blew a head gasket? Drive-through.
Drive-through.
What's wrong? You need your muffler welded?
Drive-through.
Yep, exactly. Drive-through. Automotive shop. Where my money,
Shorks? It's just... I think the thing I hated about it the most is I was so enthralled with it for most of it, completely forgetting the fact that you can't do those things.
Well, why don't you come up with a problem, you know? What's a problem with this idea?
What's a problem with this idea?
Yeah, give me one reason why this wouldn't work.
Okay. Changing your oil needs to be done when the car is off and the oil is cool.
Yeah. No. Sure doesn't.
Okay.
Because our mechanics are so fast.
They're so fast?
Yeah.
Are they hot oil resistant?
They have suits.
Okay. So will you know your car has been worked on while it is being worked on?
Yeah.
So the hood will be up.
You ever watch NASCAR?
Oh my gosh, yes, I've seen NASCAR.
Okay, so there
I know
these,
where this is going right
these,
now.
There are these guys that are pit stop boys. Now
no, that's a band. That's a doo-wop band.
Really?
The Pep Shop
Boys. The Pep Shop Boys? No, these are the pit stop boys.
I know, that's why I said it, because I thought it was funny.
Oh, I get it. I didn't get the joke, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So, sorry, Shorks. Anyway.
Disregard.
So they've got... This was a disgraced pit stop team.
Oh my god.
They were kicked out because they were too good. And everyone thought they were cheating. They had never found any evidence of them cheating. But they were too fast. They were doing pit stops in 1 second.
Oh my gosh.
Four tires, gas, oil. I mean, the works, man. 1 second they were doing it. So yeah. They're just good.
That
do you believe me?
No.
You don't?
I don't think I do.
You want to see a video?
Here, a quick question here, Brent. Yeah. If I say yes to that question,
yep.
Are you just going to say, want to see it again?
That was my plan, yes.
Cool. I would love to see footage.
If you'll look over at the screen over here on your right.
Yeah, that's my left.
There's a car. You see the car in the video?
Yes, I do see the car.
Okay, now watch closely.
Okay, got it.
The oil has been changed.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to watch it again?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That's the rewind. It's a VHS tape.
They've been around for that long.
Yeah, these guys are good. All right, are you watching?
I'm watching.
You know it's coming up because of the timestamp on the screen?
Exactly.
Oil's changed.
Oh my god.
Oil's changed.
Sharks.
Do you want to invest, Sharks?
Please invest.
Please invest.
You'll never believe how fast it is.
Wait, let's watch it one more time.
I've got to rewind the tape.
And oil's changed.
Oil has changed, and everybody.
Every time changed.
What is that, less than 5 seconds?
It's like every time you watch the Titanic, the boat sinks.
Gosh, the best part is the for the length of... Do you have to slow down at any point?
It tells you how fast to go, kind of like a car wash.
Okay. I just think I just like, what if you actually go the same like speed as like a car wash?
Yeah.
Then like 5 seconds would be so like, they would have so much time. They wouldn't need to be as fast as they are. Exactly.
And well, I mean, it slows them down a little bit because like the car is moving, so they've got to work with that.
Yeah.
But regardless, they can do it. But it's not like, you know, the 1 second time was basically like, it was like set up for world record sort of stuff, you know?
Sure.
Like they had the best possible circumstances. Now, unfortunately, with drive-through automotive, that's not going to be the case.
Right.
Because, of course, the optimal way to change an oil is with the car standing still.
With the car standing still.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah, they can do it in about 5 seconds.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is a great business idea.
It's a good business
There's
idea.
Nothing wrong with that. I have an idea for something else. A fast business that should be done slowly.
Ooh.
You know how everybody's always talking about...
You know how everybody's
always talking about fast food?
Yeah.
They need it quick and like that.
Yeah.
You know, you go to McDonald's. You wait, what is that? Less than 5 minutes for a cheeseburger.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable how quick you're getting it. Don't you want to be able to sit and enjoy your food? Yeah. While you get to hang out. I love enjoying my food.
Yeah, exactly. Bud.
And you can't eat in your car unless you're dangerous.
Yeah, that's not safe.
Yeah. And also you're not sharing a meal. You each have individually packaged things. It's not the same feeling. Why don't you go to a building?
Uh-huh.
You go into, and not just to go to a counter. You sit down at a table. Someone comes to you.
You're kidding. Why would they do that?
Because that's how much.
Do we have slaves in this country?
No, they're getting paid a shitty amount of money, mind you, because we don't respect people that do that.
Oh, well, no.
Absolutely not. Yes. For $7.25 or less. They really leverage on tips.
Oh, okay. Yep. Interesting. Oh, so we pay them.
We pay them.
Okay, I'm comfortable with that.
Got it. Now, and you have to wait, and they take your drinks, and you order your drink, and then that comes to you well before the meal.
You know what I hate?
What?
When I get my food so fast. I hate it. I didn't even have time to get hungry.
No, not at all. I hate when that happens. I like going into a place and waiting, knowing that it's coming, but knowing that it's not getting here as fast as I will ever want it to. Because I need to be patient.
I know. I need to learn patience.
I need to learn patience.
That, you know, fast food restaurants teach you nothing.
Yeah. So I have a new restaurant idea. One where you wait for your food in silence a lot of the times. On awkward moments with women and your friends and family members. Because you had to put your foot in your mouth one more goddamn time. Even. I call it slow food.
Oh my gosh. Pat, do you want to go into business together?
Yes, absolutely.
You got passion. By the way, you got passion, kid. And I love it.
Dude, I have to tell you right now, that last bit where I said put your foot in your mouth over, I went and met it was my first interaction with somebody. It's Allison's mom. So like
okay.
Like it's so I'm interacting with her mom for the first time. We've never talked before at all. Yep. And I really want to make a good impression. But naturally, I got very, very nervous.
Yeah, so you pooped your pants.
I pooped my pants in front of her mom, and I'm devastated. No.
Would that be better than what happened?
I don't know. Because I feel like that thing might not be my fault. No. We were there, and like we were trying to figure out like driving plans, and her sister was deciding between getting a ride back from her parents and getting a ride back from me and Allison, and then Alicia, a friend of ours, offered to drive her, as well, because she and like there had been a part earlier where she, the sister, called dibs on the front seat because she thought Allison was driving, and then this whole thing happened, and then Alicia said my front seats don't have dibs. And then me and her mom at the same time go, except I thought we had said the same word. We did not. We just looked at each other and mouthed a word. And we knew that the word started with D. And she explained her front seat didn't have dibs like no one can call them. And everybody at the table goes, oh, I looked Allison's mother in the eyes.
Oh, no.
And said, I thought she said, we looked at each other at the same time, went, I thought she said, and I looked her mom in the eyes and said, I thought she said dicks. In the eyes.
Why did you do that?
I thought we were on the same page.
What did she say?
Dips.
Okay.
Like the seats don't dip or anything. I later found out that it was fine, and either she forgot that part.
She probably didn't know what you said either. You didn't know what she said. She thought you said the same thing. Yeah.
She kind of made a face like to Allison about like, well, that was weird. So I'm just going to assume that she didn't care enough to talk about it at all or connect me to that. Or she like just didn't know what I said. So that like the only two solutions that make sense are those.
Actually, there's a third solution.
Yeah.
You could have shit your pants.
I could have shit my pants on that night. Dude, I did have a Tap 216 burger, and that egg was not fully cooked in the white.
Oh, nice.
I love the Tap 216. Hey, I love Tap. Love Tap 216. I go there for a lot of birthdays.
But that egg.
The egg was a little runny, guys. Like, when I put an egg on a burger, like, over easy. I'd like an over easy burger.
Yeah.
Over easy egg, medium burger.
Yeah.
My phone has been sufficiently charged.
Oh, sick.
See?
So anyway, it sounds like we got a couple of good ideas.
Yeah.
Going on in here.
Yeah. Auto, what is it? Auto drive-through? What is it called?
Yeah. Drive-through automotive.
Drive-through automotive and slow food.
Yeah, wow. Pat, we're really
And don't curse in front of someone's parents ever.
Yeah. Until you know.
Until you know.
I cursed at a work meeting the other day.
Ooh, how'd that go for you?
I thought it went fine. Okay. Some of my coworkers told me that I should not have done that in front of my bosses. But you know what? I still don't care. Oh, we were talking about, like, so here's the thing.
Okay.
It's this whole thing that, like, a caramel macchiato from Starbucks is not a macchiato. That's not what a macchiato is. Hmm. A macchiato is literally 2 ounces of espresso and 1 ounce of milk foam. That is a macchiato.
Yeah.
So it is a very strong coffee drink, and it is very small. Most people who order a macchiato are talking about a caramel macchiato from Starbucks, which is a caramel latte, actually.
Mm.
Regardless, we have to explain this to people without sounding like a dick or pretentious. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha.
So, I don't even remember who said this. One time, one of my old coworkers, someone ordered a macchiato, they ordered a macchiato, and my coworker said, "Do you know what a macchiato is?"
Do you know what a macchiato
is? And the girl said, "Yes." And he said, "Okay, well then that's what we're going to give you, basically." Like, he was like, "Okay, then we're good." Like, but the thing is, usually, like, if somebody orders a caramel macchiato, I say, "Okay, so let me explain this to you. I grab the 3 ounce cup that we have, this tiny little cup, and I say, this is what we put our macchiato in. I said, it's 2 ounces of espresso and 1 ounce of milk. Is that what you want, or do you want like a caramel macchiato from Starbucks?" And usually, 9 times out of 10, they say a caramel macchiato from Starbucks. And I said, okay, so that's actually, here we call that a latte. That's how I go about it. This guy said, "Do you know what a macchiato is?"
That's a little bit of a dickhead.
It's sort of shitty anyways, because it's like you're insulting them, kind of like, do you even know what that is?
Yeah. Are you sure you know?
Anyway, so I was explaining this at this meeting because, like, we were talking about that sort of thing, like, in an actual, like, business communications way. Like, this is how you need to speak with customers. Like,
yeah.
So that's what we were talking about. And I said, I heard someone one time say, "Do you know what that is?" And I said, "Don't say that to people." And I said, "Because first of all, it's shitty."
Yeah, you sound like a dickhead.
So that's what I said, like, in this meeting. And everybody laughed and was shocked. Like, it's annoying to me that people who aren't around cursing a lot laugh when it happens.
Yeah.
It's cause, I think it just surprised them because it's like, oh, it's a work meeting. We don't curse here. Whatever. Like, it was only people that, like, we're all adults, you know? And I just felt like saying shitty was the best way to get my point across.
I agree.
Anyway, that derailed everything. Oh. And then my boss took over and didn't let me get to the good part. The actual part of my point, which was, they're going to say yes, and then you're going to make them the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Which I ended up saying. But it was just like, I don't know. I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about cursing.
Yeah,
in front of people that we shouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do it so much. Like, this one event enough to make me just, like hate myself.
The thing is, I almost never accidentally curse. Almost never. Like, I'm very good at turning it off. So, like, that doesn't really happen to me. But, so every time I do it, I'm very intentionally doing it.
Yeah.
And then it's just weird whenever, like, it doesn't play out the way you expect it to. Because, like, you know, they're just words.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not talking about the philosophy of curse words here on Idiot Sandwich today.
Nope, because we honestly don't care.
I don't. Well, I really do, but I've already figured out what my philosophy is on it. So,
Don't do it in front of people's parents.
That's it.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
And if someone is made clearly uncomfortable by someone cursing a lot,
don't
dial back that cursing.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, for sure.
Cool, man. If someone's asked you something, be cool.
Be cool.
And you know what? Everybody makes mistakes. Just do better next time.
Wow. You really turned that around for the positive.
I'm nothing if I'm not motivated. Motivating.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. Everybody love everybody. It's written on the wall.
Anyway, did you feel that you made a good impression on the fam?
I think so. Her mom said I was nice. I made her dad laugh.
Nice.
He
said he was going to like the jokes, you know?
I was pretty confident he was going to like the jokes.
Did you pitch him our podcast?
I don't want her family anywhere near us.
You don't want them anywhere near me.
No, no, I'm never going to be ashamed of you, dude. I'm ashamed of what we are together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Remember that one time?
Which one? No, Brent, you come on. You can't ask me that and expect me to catch it.
We recorded a secret podcast, and you guys will never hear it. You remember?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Maybe someday we'll make a Patreon, and you can pay us money, and we'll give it to you.
It's the loosest definition. Wait, we did jokingly say that we would do an itch. It was, whoo, boy.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Anyway.
It was great. It's fucking hilarious.
It is funny. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Almost everything in it is quotable.
It's so funny because, like, every time we've done the test of, like, if we move this to any timestamp, just, like, reasonable timestamp where you don't go, like, what about this second? What about this second? What about this second? It's like, skip forward 2 minutes. Skip backwards 5 minutes. 12 minutes ahead.
Yeah.
13 minutes behind. You will find...
The first thing that is said, like, a complete sentence is just amazing. Every time. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this because now everyone's going to be like, give it to us.
Sign this Patreon that we don't have.
You're not getting it. Sorry, you're not getting it.
No.
Like, it's not going to happen.
But you don't need to worry about that because you're getting good material as is.
Yeah. If you want to hear it, you got to hang out with us.
Yep.
That's but also, we still might decline you the access to it.
Because honestly...
I don't want that many people to hear it.
No. Oh my God.
Speaking of curse words, we said a lot of them in that one.
We super did.
My ass was out at one point.
That's true. Here's the thing. There is...
I mean, it's audio only. Yeah. But yeah,
again, though, like... Oh, my God. What was I saying? Like, it's just basically a graphic subject all the way through, regardless.
Well, and we talked about the Muppets a little bit.
Oh, my God. Did we do that? No, we didn't do that. I just remember recording it and thinking we did.
Yeah.
There is an Onion-like article.
Anyway, this is not fun for anyone. Oh, you're moving on.
Yeah. So the Onion is an online news service that does fictional articles that are silly and all that. And so they have a lot of like sister sites that are the same premise but different things. I think this one was called Clickhole, and it was just like on Jim Henson and the creation of the Muppets and where they came from. And
Yeah.
When the Muppets are in the world.
Yeah, it's really funny.
And we're not going to recite it on here because we did it once.
It's very shitposty. If you want to read it, just go find it. The origin of the Muppets or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Find out where they came from.
Yeah, it was a clickhole thing.
Find out why they exist.
Yeah. They came, Kermit the Frog. She came from the wet. Anyway.
God.
It's a weird one. It's really weird. Like, it's really weird. Like, if you don't like weird stuff, you're not going to like it.
If you're listening to this, there's a good chance you might.
Yeah, true.
If
you're listening to this, if you like this.
There you go.
Then you might.
Then you might like the other thing as well. Just remember that, everybody.
Anyway, Pat. I reckon we can do some memes.
Memes.
I think there's a bunch of memes in there.
I guarantee. Dude, the very first meme is one I sent you the other night, and it's like, it's been at like a very peak moment in the Brentitude.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like Brent is now a guy that does vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that has become a staple now.
Vibe is my deal. I just got a pair of socks that say vibes 3 times as a gift, and I think it's because I've just been so on the vibes lately that the vibes gave back.
100%, dude. They will always
be but
back.
Pat, tell them how vibey it is in this room right now.
It's pretty fucking vibey.
Yeah,
we have some, or Brent, sorry, not we, I'm not a part of this. Brent has
Yeah, this is my bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Brent has lighting set up behind his desk, just like some LED strips.
Yeah.
Yeah, a sweet new desk lamp.
And they
lamp.
Shine back off the back of the wall.
Yeah, they shine and reflect off the back wall, and he's got a desk lamp that he flips up into the ceiling that gets diffused by the white ceiling, and then... To cap it all off, the main lights are two just blue lights.
Yeah, light bulbs.
And they're like not a harsh blue. It's very soft.
Yeah, it actually sucks without the white lights on.
Yeah.
And like you can't see anything. Like everything's just blue.
Yeah. Not only have we moved to a new studio, we have upgraded.
Yeah.
The already an upgrade.
Yeah.
We're doing great, everybody.
Dude. I'm pretty stoked at how vibey it is in here, though. But I've been vibe checking people. Anyway,
yep.
That's not what we're talking about.
This is a four-panel comic, Stickman, and the one guy, it's one Stickman running on into the scene going, "Hey, check out how hard I can vibe." And then it shows him just like, I think he's grabbing his hips.
Yeah, he's like dancing.
He's like dancing. And then the world becomes rainbowy and circly and just like super vibey is the tone.
Yeah.
And then it zooms out to him and the guy standing next to him. And the guy standing next to him just says, "Wow, he vibing."
Yeah. He's really vibing.
Dude, he was vibing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say this next one. It's the jar of Nutella.
Maybe just don't if you don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
Fine. It's a jar of Nutella. I don't know what language it's written in at all, but it's a foreign language, and it just says Nutmaster.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
That's a good one.
Love foreign language stuff. The next one's a tweet thing that says, "Warm water tastes round and cold water tastes pointy." And then it's Eric Andre saying, "Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?"
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but I didn't love that one because, like, I agree the warm water tastes round, but I don't agree that cold water tastes pointy.
I think warm water is the closest you're going to get to carbonated water without actually having carbonated water.
Really?
Yes. Because warm water almost has a sizzle, yeah, like carbonation can.
Does. Carbonated water tastes like TV static.
That's legit right there.
I mean, yeah.
Whoo!
Yeah.
Although a lot of things feel and taste and sound like TV static.
No.
The thing your leg falling asleep feels like TV static.
That feels like TV static.
Okay, so we got carbonated taste, water, feel. What are the other senses?
Well, I mean, you can see TV static, so that looks like
so
TV
touch.
Static. It also makes a noise.
It can't be the same one.
It's called white noise, so that's here. It sounds like TV static.
Four.
Yeah. What's the last sense?
Smell.
Taste? Smell.
We did taste. Taste was the first one.
What does TV static smell like?
Burnt hair.
Yeah.
A subtle burnt hair, like not like a hawk burnt hair.
Yeah.
Not like a lot. Like if you've ever singed your nose hairs.
I don't think
hairs,
it could really be anything burning.
What about the smell after fire? What about the smell during fireworks?
No, definitely not. That's a powerful smell.
We have to move on, man. We got to do memes.
Oh yeah.
Yep. This one's an anti-meme that I sent you. It's a briefcase with a what looks like a well. And the caption says, "Well, in that case."
Yeah, because there's a well in the case. That's really funny. I love that one.
This other one's pretty fucking good, too. It's a dog drinking water out of a bucket, mm-hmm, and he's just going, and that's what the caption says. The caption just...
Yeah, just it's but it's written in letters.
It's just slop, 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 slop. Yeah. This next one you sent me, it's another comic with a caption that says, "She cheated on me, so I keyed her car." And then it shows a car that's like super fucked up, super cut up into shit. And then the next panel is a man holding a keyblade from Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, he keyed her car.
He keybladed her car, everybody.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah. I forgot about a lot of these.
Yep. Another four-panel comic with the sun talking to the earth, and it goes, "Hey, earth. Hey, sun." And then the sun freaks out and goes, "Dad!"
Yeah. Because he said, "Son."
Because he said,
"Son." Son. Anyway.
Shit, I scrolled down too far. My bad.
Yep.
Oh, this one you sent me. It's a wanted. It's a sign that's posted on a telephone pole that says, "Wanted. People to come watch me do sick judo moves in the park."
Oh, I love this one so much.
"Lightning kicks. Board breaks. This Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Wall running. Leg sweeps. No money, but trust me, you will be paid in inspiration."
I love that part so much.
Yep.
You will be paid in inspiration.
The number of people that I sent that to that said, "Sign me up to be inspired." Let me know that I'm friends with a lot of fucking funny people.
Yeah. Did I send that one to you?
You sent that one to me, yeah. And I showed it to a lot of people at work, and it made me realize that a lot of people at my work are not genuinely funny.
Oh, because they didn't like it?
No. Then this next one you sent me is a tree behind like a chain link fence, and there's a caption that says, "What crime did this tree commit to be put in tree jail? Treason."
Of course. What else could it have been?
Naturally. This next one's kind of fucked up a little bit. It's SpongeBob, and it's the one where he has the suds.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's like in his bed, his eyes are blacked out, and everything's cold, and he's just saying, "Gary, I need heroin. Because he looks like an addict.
He really does.
It does. Oh. Ooh. Four panel comic. This is the cringe was about the picture after this one. Well, I believe in Bigfoot. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And then it slowly zooms into the forest, and there's Bigfoot clutching his heart and crying.
Yeah.
Which goes along with a Bigfoot tattoo that I want to get. That's just him on my calf, and it says, "You may not believe in Bigfoot, but he believes in you."
Yeah.
I want
to
get that on my ankle.
That's why I sent that to you, because I actually found that like a year ago, but it came up on my time hop, and I was like, this is for Pat.
Yep.
This is why I had this meme. It's for Pat. Yep.
I hate this image. Actually, I just realized I love it. You know why? Because we have a sister image to go along with this one that we talked about, I don't think last week.
Is it Krilled Geese?
Krilled Geese.
Yeah.
Is the sister image to the Dot Hog.
To the Dot Hog, yeah.
To the Dot Hog. I want to compile a list.
Well, you got it in your, you better start.
I've got the capabilities. The Dot Hog.
And
the Krilled Geese.
Anyway, you can guess what it is. It's cheese.
It's two large slices
of cheese on the outside and one piece of toasted bread in the middle.
Yep. That's all you need to know. Enjoy a Krilled Geese at your local GD Ritzy's.
Yeah.
This next one looks like a snap. It doesn't matter. It's a picture and a caption says...
Okay. It's still recording, man.
I know. Sorry about that. I have a direct view of the monitor that we record on. And when the screen goes to screensaver mode, because we haven't been attentive
to it,
Pat
panics.
I get scared.
Yeah. I just need the mouse to be over here, and I'll just move it around.
Yep. There's this next one is a page from the original Nintendo Wii user guide that says, "Do not want." It's a picture of somebody pouring juice on a Wii with the no in the corner. It says, "Your Wii is not thirsty. It does not want orange juice."
That was actually in the book.
That was in the book.
Apparently it was in the book. That's what the post said.
God. It's in the book. Yeah. I hate that. I hate that so much.
Your Wii is not thirsty. It does not want orange juice.
It does not want orange juice. On to the next one. It was an item. It was an item and review pair. First and foremost, going to go ahead and describe the item. It's a bronze man, squatting.
Yeah.
And he has huge nuts. Like, huge, like, disconnected from the body. It's just, like, a pair of bronze balls hanging from a hook on this statue thing.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's for.
The reviews, there's one. There's three reviews, sorry. A 3-star review from Jim Raid. I would not repurchase this item. I like the idea, but this item is item poorly built, and the ball fell off. I glued them back on. Yeah. The next one's a 5-star review from Mama Moon Dreamer. Love it. It's a great product. So worth the money. And the very last one is another 5-star by Don Drake 49. Good balls. Balls look real.
What is this for? I love
so much.
Oh my gosh. What is it for?
I don't know. You want to do one more?
Yeah, do one more.
Last one. It's images and text next to the images. So it says, "I bet you could fight one isopod," and then right next to it's an isopod. "I bet you could might even probably beat two isopods."
Yeah, two of them.
Oh my God, am I iDubbbz? That's what I feel like right now. I can't talk.
I'm pretty sure you're reading exactly what
I said. Yeah, and there's two isopods, but three isopods? No, three isopods are your demise, and you must befriend them quickly or perish.
Yeah, you can't beat three isopods.
You can't. You'll never beat three isopods.
Never. Two, maybe. One, yeah. Mm. But three, befriend them or prepare to perish.
Or perish.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all we got, guys. We did it. We did it in another episode of Sandwich. I got to give a special thank you to Mike Wyden, As Good As It Gets, for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album Something Old, Something New. Definitely check it out. Some good holiday fun going on in there, I bet. And by holiday fun, I mean Ding-a-ling Day.
Ding-a-ling Day.
Yeah, if you guys...
celebrate it with a tree really, in your living room.
If you guys really listen back to this one, you'll notice that everything was, in fact, Ding-a-ling Day themed in the episode. So.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrate Ding-a-ling Day with your family and watch The Grinch Stole Ding-a-ling Day.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
He does that every time. He steals every holiday, man. He's so greedy.
How terrible would his life be if he had to steal a new holiday every year?
That's his
I love so much the idea of fucking Dr. Seuss thinking, I can get so much more money than I think. And he just beat the Grinch like a dead horse.
That's exactly what would happen if the Grinch was written today. That's exactly what happened.
The Grinch steals Halloween and it's a cross.
They just would reboot it every 6 months.
The Grinch steals Halloween and it's where the Grinch teams up with Oogie Boogie from A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. A crossover episode. Nice. Good one.
No. Episodes. Plural. Multiple seasons, in fact.
Yeah. So that's what the Grinch would be if it happened right now.
Yes.
And it might still be that, honestly.
Exactly.
I wouldn't look past a reboot, you know?
No, not at all.
Anyway. Man, we got on that too late because that could have been an amazing bit, but we just don't have time for it now.
I'm going to write a note in my phone and make sure that we do that next
week. Yeah, we have to talk about it.
We have to talk about
that. That'll be on the Christmas one.
Why did I just say I'm going to write a note? We're recording this.
No, you aren't going to... are you going to listen to this right before we freaking...
No, I'm going to listen to it whenever I need to do this bit for next week.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You're not going to remember, so write it in your notes.
What do you mean?
Write it in your notes. Okay. Just do it.
I'm writing it in my notes.
Anyway.
What is this bit?
That's all we got. So, tell your friends.
Tell your family.
Make sure that you laugh a lot at this. Like, if you're in your office listening to it, make sure you laugh loudly so that everyone knows.
Unbelievably.
Yeah, and
just laugh real.
Yeah, really convince them that you're actually laughing at our jokes.
Because we're funny.
And whenever you do, they will want to listen. They will say, "What is bringing this person so much joy?" And then you, that person, will say, "Well, it was
a tasty idiot sandwich."
Yeah. So anyway, tell your friends. That's
describe
all.
Us as a tasty podcast.
Tasty. Yeah, that's actually the best word to use to describe us as boys and as podcasters.
Yep.
The tasty ones.
The tasty boys.
Anyway, that's really all we got. We're just stalling now. We're just two tasty boys. And Pat, what do those tasty boys say whenever their tasty podcast is over?
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read.